House Bill, excuse me, Senate Bill 58. And the sponsor of that is Representative Michaels. Welcome, Representative Michaels, to Health and Human Services. And thank you for pushing that desk up.
Thank you. It's because of my girth. It doesn't have anything to do with it. Easy.
Representative Solem.
I just would like to say that, Representative Michaels, the reason why we only have one bill today is because you're pitching it and you're long-winded.
Well, I'm a lawyer, and so I'm used to that. I would suggest to you, Representative Solem, you check the title to your home since I've slapped a lien on it today. Anyway, my name is State Representative Matt Michaels, and I'm actually Representative Abdallah's shadow today. And yes, sir. And I'm learning a great deal. Absolutely. It's indeed true. Actually, as a number of you know, I mentioned this on the floor the other day. We're talking about nursing workforce development, and thankfully we have a great number of nurses here in the room. But that I am part of the problem. Having been a former nurse, I went on to different careers, and I'm familiar with the healthcare delivery system from a number of angles. And I can just say that because of that, even though I do work extensively in the healthcare arena, that I believe in the Colleagues in Caring program and vehemently believe in the development of the Workforce Center through the board, and I think it's commendable. My wife, who is a registered nurse, indicated to me that she had no problem with paying. When I asked her before I went on the bill, she said, I have no problem as long as we can all work together to develop the Workforce Center, and she's very familiar with the efforts of the people that you'll hear to testify. But out of deference to people who are tremendously more knowledgeable from a day-to-day perspective, we have in the legislature only one active practicing registered nurse, and that happens to be Representative Hunoff. And I would ask your indulgence, Chairman Heineman, that I could cede my introductory time to her. That would be so kind. I need to get back to another meeting and committee as well, so I appreciate your indulgence.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to have you here, even a short time.
Thank you.
But that would be great. Representative Hunoff.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Jean Hunoff, District 18 Representative. Members of the committee, in 1996, the South Dakota Colleagues in Caring Consortium, which has been made up of a 20 state workforce collaboratives, obtained a three-year funding grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and private donations. This funding was intended to gather organizations together to gather dependable data on the current nursing force capabilities, forecast future nursing requirements, provide comprehensive information and research to the public and policymakers, spearhead nursing regulation amendments to expand the LPN scope of practice, and increase flexibility for nursing delegating nursing tasks to unlicensed assistive personnel, to develop a statewide nursing articulation plan and publish a booklet on nursing education opportunities in South Dakota, which was distributed to all South Dakota high schools, and recommend other strategies for alleviating the nursing shortage. The funding for this project ends June 30, 2002. Within the last week, we've had two bills come before you that have indicated we are experiencing a nursing crisis as a result of a shortage here in South Dakota. The data that was provided for those bills came from these Colleagues in Caring project. Previously, we talked about commitment nursing has to the profession. We have already alluded to the fact that they are funding a loan forgiveness program to provide educational opportunities for those people interested in the nursing profession. Today, this bill is to provide you with another opportunity that the profession has taken upon themselves to continue with this Colleagues in Caring. We feel very much that this program has to continue because it certainly is providing the data that we need to keep in mind as we plan for the future health care needs of all South Dakotans. Nursing is a very vital component of all health care delivery systems in South Dakota, be it at the acute care setting, long-term, community, parish, wherever we have a setting that health care is a must, we have nurses involved. I will not elaborate any more on the bill. There are people here that want to testify, and I would hope you would give them your time and attention, and at the closing of this hearing that you would pass forward Senate Bill 58. I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 58? And again, anyone testifying, make sure you have signed in. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brett Kennecke. I'm a lawyer from Pierre and a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Nurses Association. We are in full support of Senate Bill 58 as it's before you today. We think the Colleagues in Caring Project has performed a vital function over the last few years and are very interested and concerned to see that project continue. This bill before you would raise about $60,000 a year for that ongoing work. That is not even the majority of the funding that would require. There are commitments from private donors, as there have been in the past, to continue the work. The nurses are going to fund this at the rate of $10 every 2 years, or $5 a year each nurse to put into this project to see that it continues. And we would ask for your favorable consideration of the bill. You would notice probably in your reader that the bill was amended in Senate committee and then put back together in its original form by the entire Senate. So the bill you see in front of you today, although it's been amended, actually went back to its original form that you as sponsors and in many instances signed on to. So if there are any questions about that or anything else, I'll be glad to answer them. But okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 58? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dave Hewitt. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Organization of Nurse Executives, as well as a lobbyist and president for the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. I'm representing both of those organizations with my comments today. We fully support the bill. It's something that we need to do. We have really had a leg up on many states in understanding really the crisis that is before us, and our ability to generate data through the Colleagues in Caring and the terrific work that has been done already on this project, with many groups coming together to have a common understanding of the issues before us, is just terrific. And we got to make sure that that effort continues. And so I would urge your strong support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 58? Any other proponents? Absolutely. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair and the rest of the committee members. My name is Brenda Anderson, and I'm just representing myself as a registered nurse today. First of all, I just want to just briefly say we know that the nursing shortage is a very complex issue, and that the current data received from Colleagues in Caring has really helped us look at today what we need tomorrow. And I think this gives us an opportunity in the future to be proactive with Senate Bill 58. So I just really hope that you take this opportunity and support the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other proponents to Senate Bill 58? Seeing none, are there questions from the committee for proponents? Representative Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question for Brett, please. Good morning. Thank you for being here. You said this will raise about $60,000, the fees. Do we have any idea what this project's going to cost us?
I am not exactly sure, but Marge Heggie is here. She's been serving as executive director. Marge, can you answer that?
Come on up and just introduce yourself, Marge.
I'm Marge Heggie. I'm the director of the Colleagues in Caring Project in South Dakota. We anticipate that this project will cost us about $100,000 a year, and we currently have donations from major healthcare systems in South Dakota to help us make the difference.
Is that then you'll, with the commitments from these other folks, you'll have the $100,000?
That's correct.
And this is going to be a continued contribution on their part?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Questions for proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 58? I can't imagine. Seeing none, Representative Hunhoff, did you have any last comments or closing comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I think it's been reviewed, and I guess I cannot reemphasize how nurses are taking this in their hands. It's a partnership, again, that we're participating with the private and the professional association, and I don't think that you will have seen demonstrated any place in other professions that they have tried to work with the state in identifying how we can address this shortage and provide the information. And I can only say that the nurses here are speaking for what we're looking at in the profession and would certainly ask for your support.
Thank you. Representative Davis. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 58 for committee discussion and or action.
I'm excited about this bill. It's a bill that comes before us that asks for no money from the state. These people care about their organization, they care about their purpose, and they have found their own funding, and all they're asking is that we endorse it. And so I move do pass.
It's been moved by Representative Davis, do pass Senate Bill 58, second by Representative Nesselhoff. Any discussion on that do pass motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the do pass motion on Senate Bill 58 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Senate Bill 58, receiving a majority of the members elect, passes. Representative Abdullah. Representative Abdullah moves consent, second by Representative McCoy. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the consent motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Moves to consent.